Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chana Meira Katz, and today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Tzadichet. Just to recap, we're analyzing the Mizmorim that make up Kabbalah Shabbos, and we're analyzing them through the prism of Kiddush, the two themes in Kiddush specifically. The first one being Vayishpas B'yom HaShvi'i Mikol Melachta Asher Asah, that Hashem rested on the seventh day from all the work that he did, which is Hashem's universal rulership through control of nature. And then the second one is through Yetziat Mitzrayim, Kivanu V'charta V'asana Kiddashta Mikol HaMem, that Hashem has chosen us and made us holy from all the other nations. So today we're starting to focus on the second theme. Tzadichet is very similar in structure to Tzadivav 96, but Tzadivav deals with the first theme and we're dealing with our second theme. The Perek has a very neat structure. It's 9 psukim divided into 3 sections. And Rav Amas Chacham explains the theme of each section. Psukim 1 to 3 is Hashem's salvation is revealed. Psukim 4 to 6 is a call to sing before Hashem. And Psukim 7 to 9 is nature singing before Hashem. So the Perek opens up with the word Mizmor. And it's the only Perek in all of Tehillim that uses the word Mizmor without attaching it to an author. You'll see in all the other places of Tehillim, it says Mizmor le David or Mizmor le Asaf. Even Perek Kuf 100 says Mizmor le Todah, a psalm of thanks. But this is the only one that just stands by itself to show us that it's a very definitive Mizmor. It is one of 10 Mizmorim that have been sung throughout time to thank Hashem for miracles. And this is the final one, the grand finale, when we have our final redemption, when Hashem takes us out of Galus and brings us back to Eretz Yisrael. Now, if we're still in Galut, why are we singing about the final redemption? So the Al-Sheikh suggests two possible reasons. The first is we have definitive proof that Hashem has saved us in the past, and based on the salvation from the past, we have emunah that Hashem will save us in the future. So as we're thanking Hashem for past miracles, we're also thanking Hashem for the future miracle that we're confident will happen. That's hinted to in this pasuk where it says, Hoshia lo yomina uzra kodesha, his right hand and holy arm have helped us, because that sounds a lot like Hashem took us out of Egypt, bizra netuya, with an outstretched hand. The second reason is, if you remember in our introduction to Kabbalah Shabbos in Tzadihei 95, we said, Hayom im bakola tishmo, Hashem can rescue us today if we listen to his voice. We have a precedent for this, again, reflecting back on Yetziat Mitzrayim, because Hashem promised Abraham that we would be strangers in a strange land for 400 years, and in the end we left after 210 years. So if Hashem will, God willing, take us out of exile earlier than planned, we don't want to be caught unaware, and we have to have our song of praise ready. Now, speaking of song of praise, this Mizmor follows the format of a praise framework, just like 96, where it has the invitation to praise Hashem and the rationale of why. And what makes both 96 and 98 unique is that there are two of these praise frameworks in one Mizmor. They open up similarly. 96 is Shir LaHashem Shir Chadash, but our Perek has the Mizmor first, and then it says Shir LaHashem Shir Chadash Ki Nifla Tasa Hashia Lo Yomina Uzra Kadesha. Meaning in 96 there was this whole elaborate three pasuk invitation with the artistic triple use of the words Shir. This one gets right down to business. Sing to Hashem a new song because he's done wonders. What's also interesting is in 96 it was very clear who was being called on to praise Hashem, the nations of the world, or the earth. But here, it's not so clear. You have to read the whole Perek to understand that this is an invitation for the entire world to thank Hashem for rescuing the Jews specifically. So why are we talking about rescuing the Jews specifically? Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch explains that this Mizmor is describing what will happen when Mashiach comes. At that point, we, the Jewish people, will embrace our role as the chosen nation, Kivanu Vacharta, and we will resume our position of spiritual leadership, and in that capacity we will help the world to gain a deeper understanding of Hashem and guide humanity to serve him correctly. So the whole world will sing thanks and praise because they will appreciate our role. The second reason why the whole world will sing is because we know that the entire world will benefit. There'll be no more war, there will be peace. The third reason, if you look carefully, singing to Hashem, ki niflot asa, because he has done wonders. But we said yesterday that when the Jewish people thank Hashem, they focus on Yeshua Tov, his salvation. It's the nations of the world who focus on the miracles. So why are the nations of the world praising Hashem about his miracles? Because they are much more aware than we are of all the many miracles done throughout time. We have some exposure to the evil plans that were hatched against us and how Hashem saved us. But for every plan that we know about, there are many more that never came to fruition because Hashem interceded and made sure it never happened. So the astounded nations of the world are praising Hashem for his constant hashkacha, his constant supervision. So let's go to the next pasuk. Hodia Hashem Yeshuata le'nei ha'goyim gilasid kaso. Hashem has made known his salvation in the sight of the people. He revealed his righteousness. Something that we notice is that there's no more mention of idols. There's no other powers who need to be humbled. It's just everyone being aware that Hashem is the sole ruler of the universe. But now it's only in Pasuk 3 that we understand what it is we're praising. So the whole world is invited to praise. There's no other power except Hashem. Nothing else features. But in the third Pasuk, we now understand why are we praising Hashem? What is the salvation? Zachar chasdo ve'emunato leveis Yisrael ra'u kol avse'aretz es Yeshuas Elokeinu. So now this is what we're singing about, that Hashem has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. And this will be seen even by the far-flung inhabitants of the world, how Hashem has saved us. Now the chesed and the emes is echoing a pasuk in Micha. Titein emes to Yaakov, chesed to Avraham. Keep faith with Yaakov and loyalty to Avraham. This is referencing that Hashem offered the Jewish people the land of Israel as a chesed to Avraham. But then later on, he swore to Yaakov that he would redeem us and bring us back to Israel. So Hashem is keeping his promise. That would be his emunato when Hashem is keeping his promise. And the miracles with which Hashem will keep this promise will be so astounding, it will influence people who may not even have a Jewish population or much exposure to Jews. So that is the first section, which is praising Hashem for his salvation. Now we move to the second section of the Mizmor, and we focus on what we're asking people to do. So in 96, this is the second praise invitation, and it focused a lot on come and serve Hashem. Havul Hashem, Havul Kavod Shmo. Here, we're not asking people to come and worship Hashem, we're asking people to sing. So we start off, Hariu Hashem kol ha'aretz, pitzchu v'ranenu v'zameru. Make a joyful noise to Hashem, all the earth, break forth with song and joy and make music. Again, Radak says the reason the entire world will sing at the final redemption is because there will be universal peace. And if you notice carefully, Hariu Lahashem Kol Haaretz, the first letter of each word, Hey, Lamed Kaf, Hey, spells out Halacha. Because the ultimate way we praise Hashem is when we keep his law and do what he wants us to do. Next Pasuk, which will be Hey, Zamru Lahashem Bechinor, Bechinor V'Kol Zimra. Sing to Hashem on a harp, with a harp and the sound of musical instruments. So Malbim delineates that the kinnor is plain music. Kol Zimra is singing, accompanying the music. What is the difference? When you sing with words, this represents intellect, whereas plain music without words evokes emotion. So throughout the Galut, if you remember in Perek 92, we spoke about Lahagid Baboker Chastecha Ve'emunatcha Balelot. There were times we saw Hashem clearly and we could connect to him through intellect, but there were times clouded in darkness and we had to connect Hashem through faith, and faith is invoked through emotion. In the time of Mashiach, our intellect and emotion will be perfectly in sync. We'll be able to sing with words and with music. The next pasuk, b'chatzotzros v'kol shofar hariu lifnei ha'melech Hashem, with trumpets and a shofar sound, call out before Hashem the king. So if Samson Raphael Hirsch gives us a difference between what a chatzotzros and what are a shofar. Chatzotzros is when you are in a time of need and you're blowing on trumpets either to get aid from other people or to call on Hashem to have mercy on you. The shofar is for ourselves, it's to waken ourselves up, it's for introspection, for self-improvement, to do teshuvah. So Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch says if we want to call out to Hashem to help us, we have to focus inside and work on ourselves so that we will merit Hashem's salvation. The next section then moves on. So we're singing to Hashem, we're playing musical instruments, we're uniting our intellect and our emotion, we're focusing inside so that Hashem can help us. Now we have this whole interlude where nature joys into the song. But there's a difference. In 96, it says, Yismechu Hashemayim v'tagel ha'aretz. The heavens will rejoice and the earth will rejoice. In 98, there's no mention of the heavens anymore. It's all earth-focused. Why is that? Because in 97, we describe how all the powers subjugate themselves to Hashem and they lose their independent influence. So the worship of the sun, the moon, the stars, these are all powers that populated the heavens. They're going to lose their power. In addition, we spoke Or Zarua LaTzadik, that light that Hashem prepared from the beginning of time. Hashem is going to bring that out, and we're not sure what role the sun, moon, and stars are going to play. So it's just focus on the earth. First, I'll just read it to you so you can hear the description, and then we're going to analyze a different way to look at it. So Yoram Hayam Umlo'a, Tavel V'yoshrevo, let the sea and all around it thunder, the world and its inhabitants. Naharot Yimchau Chaf, Yachad Harim Yiranenu, let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains sing joyously together. So this could just be a beautiful poetic description of nature singing. But Malbim says that each of these descriptions refer to a prior miracle that happened with nature. For example, let the sea thunder refers to the splitting of the sea. The clapping rivers, when you clap, you put your hands together and apart and together and apart. So that is the splitting of the Jordan when Yahushua entered the land of Israel. So what Malbim explains is that in the past, the world was subject to the rules of nature. And then when things changed, that was called a miracle. In the future, every aspect of nature will humble itself in order for people to serve Hashem. So if you want to go up to Jerusalem to offer a korban and you need to cross the sea, it will split for you. And there are many midrashim about how nature will constantly be subservient to human beings in the time of Mashiach and will be considered as normal. So that is what's being described in this pasuk. And then what is the purpose for all of this? Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, kiva lishpat ha'aretz, because he's coming to judge the land. Yishpat tevel betzedek va'amim b'mesharim. He will judge the world with righteousness and nations with fairness. So the second theme of Shabbos centers on how Hashem took us out of Egypt and established us as his chosen people. The original plan was to bring us to the land of Israel, and our influence centered around the Beit HaMikdash would extend to the entire world. But as we explained in Sadihei, our ancestors in the desert missed this opportunity. This perek sings of the future when Hashem will once again save us miraculously and bring us to the land of Israel. Not like today where we just live there, but we're going to have a presence empowered by the Beit HaMikdash and will exert profound influence, fulfilling all the prophecies of redemption from Yeshaya and Yechezkel. The Jewish people, with a fully functioning Beit HaMikdash, will radiate Hashem's Shechina, and it will help us to achieve our ultimate goal, which is to help humanity connect to Hashem and usher in that era that is Yom Shekula Shabbos, a day that is entirely Shabbos. Thank you for studying Le'ilu Nishmat, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherit HaPleta. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.